ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। सिंस टुडे बलराम्स अपीयरेंस डे, we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter. The verse that has been written on the board is the text 8. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Shankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Please repeat after me. Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Shankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The first plenary expansion of Krishna Baladev, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe, and the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Shesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the Satgarbhas. Does this mean that the Satgarbhasuras were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, as well as its individual heart, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 9, 4 and 5. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagadabhyakta murtina matthani sarva bhutani na chaham teshu avasthitaha na cha matthani bhutani pashyame yoga vaisharam bhuta bhrinna cha bhutastho mamatma bhuta bhavana. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet, everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Sarvam khallidam brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, everything is not the Supreme Godhead, and He is not everywhere. Everything rests upon Him, and yet does not rest upon Him. This can be explained only through the Achinta Bhedabhed philosophy. Such truths can be understood, however, unless the such truth cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktiya mam abhijanati javan jashchashmi tattataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, this principle should be understood from the statements of the Shastras. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because of executing 9 different procedures of bhakti. Bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu. Jai Shri Shri Radha Golokana Gokulananda Ki. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Jai Shri Shri Baladeva Ki. Jai Shri Shri Gaunitai Ki. Shri Balaram Abhidhav Tithi Maha Mahatava Ki. Shankarshan Baladeva Ki. Gaur Premananda Ki. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakham Atmanivedanam. Thus situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in the material world, is not in the material world. Yet a devotee always fears, because I am associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me. Therefore he is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Kamsa was purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association, and in this way all the asuras of material association will be killed, as the Sadgarbha asuras were killed by Kamsa. It is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has 6 sons: Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moho, Mad, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhakti Revainam Darshayati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki, and therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti, and Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifested, and he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the 6 sons of Marichi are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination, within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus, the 7th pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the 6 sons, Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad, and Matsarya, are killed, the Shesha incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Devakya jathare garbham sheshakham dhamo mamakam tat sannikrishya rohinya udare sannideshaya. Om agyanati nirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamaiham dadati svapadantikam. Bande aham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Shagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Twam Shadivam Shadvaitam Shabudhutam Purijana Shahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahugana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Vacha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitana Pavanebho Vaishnavebho. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. So in Srimad Bhagavatam this description has been given about how Balaram appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki before Krishna's appearance. Actually, Balaram makes all the arrangements for Krishna's service. All the paraphernalia for Krishna's pleasure and Krishna's comfort are expansion of Balaram. So when Krishna was about to appear, Balaram entered in the womb of Mother Devaki and made all the arrangements in the womb. Krishna's bed, Krishna's other necessary paraphernalia. We can see how Balaram actually expands. As Krishna expands, Balaram expands. When Krishna expands himself as Vasudev, Balaram expands himself as Shankarshan. When Krishna expands as Vishnu, then Balaram expands as Anantashesh. And as Anantashesh, we can see that he becomes Krishna's bed. And not only Krishna's bed, actually all the paraphernalia for Krishna's pleasure are expansions of Balaram. All our arati paraphernalia are expansions of Krishna, expansions of Balaram. A chamar is an expansion of Balaram, the veil is an expansion of Balaram. The Pradeep is an expansion of Balaram. In this way, we can understand that everything in relation to Krishna is spiritual. Although apparently it may seem that chamara is just something that we bought from the market, or the bells and the Pradeep, even the incense sticks. They all are actually expansions of Balaram. They are all spiritual. Similarly, the temple room, the altar, everything is expansion of Balaram. Therefore, when we install